Welcome to Meditation for Me. On behalf of the Asha Kula Foundation, my name is Greg Pinto. Meditation for Me is a series of guided meditations intended for the beginner to the practice of meditation and intended to help you to create and develop your own meditation practice and thereby to derive the benefits that such a practice can bring to one's life. Guided meditation means that during the course of the actual meditations, you will be given prompts, degree of instruction, and ways of helping you to maintain your focus for the duration of the meditation. And we'll get on some more to the mechanics of the meditations shortly. A couple of things before we begin. Firstly, why meditate? Why make meditation part of my life? Regular meditation has been shown to bring many benefits to people, both physically and mentally, improving their well-being. It's been shown to reduce stress and to alleviate anxiety and depression. It can reduce mood swings and help to establish a greater emotional balance. Physically, it can help to lower blood pressure. It can increase energy levels and can improve focus and concentration. From my own practice and my own experience, being able to pinpoint exact benefits derived from meditating are not necessarily so easy. But there is this fundamental sense of feeling better. I know I feel better after I meditate. I know I feel better after a week of meditations, after a month, after a year. Consistency is important. Regular practice is the key. It is better to do 10 minutes a day than 60 minutes in one go once a week. Part of creating that routine, even for 10 minutes a day, is also part of how the benefits are derived. When you decide, or have decided, that you want to begin meditation, two things need to be established straight away. Where am I going to do it? And how am I going to position my body? How am I going to sit? Firstly, where am I going to meditate? Ideally for this, you want quiet room, somewhere where you can close a door and have a greater degree of privacy. The less disturbance, the better. Now, obviously, if you're at home, this can be any room within the house. If you're at work, it can be an empty office or another space where, again, fundamentals, free from disturbance, free from extraneous sounds as much as possible. But I think also a space where you feel safe, able to relax, not be in anticipation of being disturbed, and feeling comfortable in those surroundings. When we meditate, we turn our attentions inwards. Invariably, our eyes are closed. When we're out and about in the waking world, our senses are enlivened, active, engaging in our surroundings, reaching out, grabbing objects, and bringing them back to the mind for processing. This is how we function. The key point of this is that it is as though we are at the center and all our senses are reaching outwards, like a series of arms stretching out and bringing them back to the center. With meditation, the senses are reduced in their activity. The attention of our mind is turned inwards, away from extraneous objects, and in towards ourselves. Having an environment that is minimizing these extraneous disturbances is going to be of great benefit. Some people do like to meditate outside, usually in good weather, and perhaps in a place or a space where they feel very connected. If that feels comfortable and appropriate for you, then it should be what you do. But meditating outside does bring a number of its own challenges. The temperature can vary even within the space of 10 minutes. A breeze blowing across the face can become distracting. Feeling safe in that space to sit with eyes closed is not always achievable or sustainable. For the beginner, I would recommend that one meditates inside, in a dwelling, with a door that you can close. You may find it useful to have either the lights off or dimmed lights, if there's bright sunshine coming in, for the blinds to be closed or pulled. Again, these are all ways to help to minimize external disturbance. Once we have a place, we need to think about our posture. How are we going to sit? Usually it comes down to a choice, either to sit on a chair or much closer to the floor, either directly on the floor or on some sort of meditation cushion. If you're sitting in a chair, it is better to choose an upright chair, more like a dining chair, than it is an easy chair. Because what you are looking to achieve is a straight spine, sitting upright, straight backed. So the chair needs to have a firm seat and be of a comfortable height. If you are sitting in a dining type chair, try to avoid actually leaning against the back of the chair and instead just lean forward slightly. Again, this is to help attain a straight back. Your feet, ideally, flat on the floor, and your hands resting on your thighs or cupped in your lap. If they are cupped in your lap, invariably your palms are facing upwards. If your hands are resting on your thighs, then either palms up or palms down, whichever feels most comfortable and appropriate for you. So, perhaps you are sitting in a chair, sitting upright, feet flat on the floor, hands resting either in your lap or on your thighs, your back is straight, shoulders slightly spread back, your chin lifted, eyes closed. And the most important thing to understand and to achieve with your posture is that you feel comfortable. It shouldn't be placing undue strain or tension upon your body to hold this position. Our initial meditations will be of 10-minute duration. So initially you want to be able to hold this position and know that you can for that amount of time. If during the course of your meditation you feel uncomfortable, a discomfort, feel free to make slight shifts in your position to alleviate that. Achieving a comfortable, sustainable posture is fundamental to the success of your guided meditations. If you are sitting on the floor or on a meditation cushion, much of what was said earlier applies, though this time your legs will be crossed, sitting cross-legged. If you're sitting on a meditation cushion, you want to try and establish that your sit bones are bearing your weight. So you're more perched rather than sat in to the cushion. And again, what you are looking to achieve is a sense of evenly distributed weight borne by all parts of the body. So no one part of the body feels heavier or feels as though it has greater strain placed upon it. Whether you are sat in a chair, on the floor or on a cushion, these next points all apply. Your back is straight. You sit upright. The weight of your shoulders and upper arms is supported by your hands and your forearms, resting either upon your thighs or your hands cupped in your lap. Try that now. Cup your hands in your lap. Feel the backs of your wrists resting against your inner thighs. And as a result, supporting the weight of your arms and feeling the connection then to your shoulders. It is as though each part helps support the other. If your eyes were open, you'd be looking straight ahead. Close your eyes. Be aware of the position of your head. Be aware of the balance that you feel of your head upon your shoulders, supported by your neck. You're not jutting your head forward, nor are you deliberately forcing your head back. There should be no tension in your throat or in your neck. Sitting upright, you keep your airway clear. Be aware of your body position. As you progress with this series of guided meditations, you can keep making slight adjustments to your body position until you arrive at a state whereby the body immediately feels comfortable as soon as it is adopted. More than that, it becomes your position for your meditation. It is a position that you have arrived at because it suits you, works for your meditation, and allows you to sit comfortably for the duration of your meditation.